We're going to have a little illustration this morning, and I think it would be helpful if you could come up where you can see it, okay? I don't want you to miss out. So while we're getting ready to sing here, if any of you children would like to come up, feel free to come on up. There's some other seats back here too. So, and while they're coming up, why don't we go ahead and sing a song while we're waiting, okay? Do one of you boys or girls have a song? There's some that are real nice ones, some of our favorites on the back, but you can choose another one too if you'd like. All right, Brandon. 40. Number 40 was given out. That's a very nice one. Back. Jesus loves me,
this I know, for the world helps me so.
Have another one. All right.
46.
You. Glad
Yeah.
think we have time for a couple more songs. So, good. Okay.
Number
41. 41 was given out. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will have the anthem spring, singing glory, glory, glory to God Thank you. One door and only one,
and yet its sides are two. Inside and outside, on which side are you? One door and only one, and yet its sides are two.
Okay, children, we're going to sing another one more. And while we're doing that, again, I would ask if there's any of you that would like to come up. We have some more seats here on this side. We have some over here. We can bring a few more up if we need them. We're going to have a little illustration, and I'd like you to be able to see it. And you might not be able to see it very well if you're too far back. So feel free to come up. I know it's sometimes a little scary, but maybe you could sit by the rules there. I'm sure they wouldn't mind. And you'd be back a little bit further. So let's have one more, okay? All right. Okay.
44?
Okay, thank you. Number 44.
Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation. Story repeat.
We're going to stop for right now, children, with the singing, and maybe we'll see. There's one song I would like in particular to sing at the end of our little talk this morning. But now I'm going to ask if there's, in the sake of time, since time keeps going on, I'm going to ask if maybe we could, if there's any two boys and two girls that would like to say a memory verse for us, and share that with us, if you'd like to. I see a couple of girls here, so we'll have the girls do it. And then maybe we can hear from some boys. All right. Maybe if you stand up and just talk into that little button there. That
Psalm 91, 1 to 2. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the war of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my God, even the Most High, thy habitation. Psalm 91, 1 to 2.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Psalm 91, 1 and 2. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Psalm 84, 1 and 2.
Thank you very much. Very good. That took some work, I know. How about a couple of boys on this side? Going to share with us something, boys? I know it's kind of hard at a big conference. Any volunteers to share a verse with us? Any of you know John 3:16? Okay, would you share that with us?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Thank you. Okay, how about one more boy? Is there a boy here that has committed a verse to memory that they'd like to share? One of you boys? Have one? How about one of you boys down here? You call him? Okay. Paul, do you have a verse you want to share with us? You can pick whatever you like. There's lots of them, isn't there?
If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9.
Very good. Thank you very much. Okay, now is there anyone here that was hoping I would ask them that really wanted to share a verse, but I don't want anyone to feel like they got left out? So just raise your hand if there's anyone else that would like to share one. Okay. Anybody? Okay. Well, you know, children, I have a little illustration I would like to share with us. And the purpose of this illustration is to impress upon us something that I want us to get a hold of. But before we do that, let's turn, if you have a Bible, to Romans chapter 3, because I want to establish something right away about us. Romans chapter 3. You know, Romans chapter 3 has some very faithful things to say to us, each of us, whether we're a boy or a girl or an older person in this room. It tells us what we are by nature. And so it says, and the man that's writing this, the Apostle Paul, he's quoting from the Psalms, and so he says in verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And then in verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, children, there is something that puts every one of us in the same position in this room, regardless of our age, regardless of our what we do in this world. We are all the same. We come into this world, and you know, we have a nature. We come into this world with a nature that is a sinful nature. That's what the Word of God tells us. When Adam and Eve fell in the sinned in the Garden of Eden, the human race was plunged into this problem, this great problem. And so when we're born into this world, we have a sinful nature. But you know, it isn't very long after we're born into this world that we practice that. We practice sinning. And what I mean by that is, you know, we talk about being sinners by nature, that's how we're born, but we're also sinners by practice. And how long does it take before we see, even in a little tiny baby that we're holding in our arms, we see evidences of that sinful nature? They stiffen their backs, they clench their little fists. Have you seen them do that? And it isn't very long before they manifest that old nature in other ways too. And pretty soon they learn to talk. And it isn't very long before they learn to say the word, no. Is that right? You ever heard a little child saying, no? And just the way they're saying it, you see an evidence, don't you, that they have that old nature. That sinful nature that we received from Adam when Adam fell and sinned. And so it says here that all have sinned. Well, I'm going to put my Bible down, and I have written a number of scriptures on some paper because it's a little easier for me to have them in front of me and be able to share them with you. But what I want to do this morning is I want to demonstrate this problem, this principle that has infected all of us, the whole human race, and that is that we are born into this world as a sinner. And as a sinner, we have no strength in ourselves. And that's what I hope to illustrate. Now, I want to do this, I trust, in a very careful way. But I would like to, what I want to do this morning is I want to have a little tug of war. Okay, now maybe you've heard of the game, the tug of war. We often associate that with the Sunday school picnic. But I want to do it a little different this morning because I don't want it to get rambunctious and out of hand. I just want it to be controlled. So we're going to be more careful. But, you know, I have fond memories of the game tug of war at Sunday school picnics. And I can remember being a little boy and there was a big long rope stretched out where we used to have the Sunday school picnic. And all the kids would run and they'd get on either side of this rope. And even the dads would come in too. You know, it was always nice to have the dads. And some of the big dads, they'd get in the back of the rope, you know, and they'd dig in their heels. And then the tug of war would begin. And it looked like maybe one side was going to win and then another side was going to win. And on it would go, a tug of war. Well, you know, boys and girls, there is a conflict that goes on in every human heart. When man is born into this world as a sinner, that conflict begins immediately. There's a warfare, there's a conflict in his heart. And that conflict is, there's a conflict between doing that which is wrong and that which is right. You know, it's a terrible conflict. It's a struggle that goes on and on and on. And I hope we can illustrate that a little bit this morning. And I'm going to ask these boys here to help me with that, okay? But I'll have you come up in a minute when we get going. So I'm going to go ahead and get some things out here. Now I've got a rope here that I was able to pick up at Walmart. So I'm going to stretch this out and let's see, well, it doesn't really matter, but I'm going to stretch it out here. And you notice I have two pieces of tape here on the floor. Actually, there was one there. I'm going to use that one. And I'm going to put this hanky right in the middle here. And when we have this little struggle, we're not going to have to go very far because I don't want kids to fall over and things like that, okay? So we'll be real careful. I'm going to stretch this out a little bit. Maybe I'll move this. Okay, we're going to just leave that stretched out for right now. Just a few little precautions there. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask Brandon, I was wondering if you'd mind helping me quite a bit this morning. Is that okay? All right, so if you want to come up and just stand right here. And good. Okay. Actually, if you could stand on this side, just stand, like this. There you go. Thanks. Now, one thing I'd like to say is I've made some signs, and I'm going to put them on you boys. And I just want you to know that most of you I don't know, so don't be offended by what your sign says, because any one of us could be standing up here, okay? So like, for example, one of these signs says dishonesty. I don't want you to think I'm picking on you, okay? Because any one of us would fit in that category. We could stand up there and have that sign put on us. Okay, so right now we're not going to put anything on Brandon, but Brandon is going to represent what we just talked about. He's going to represent man by nature. And man, as we said, is born a sinner. He has a sinful nature, and he practices sin. And like we read in Romans 3, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now we talked about this conflict, this struggle that's going on. As soon as a little child is born into this world, that conflict, that struggle, that warfare begins with evil and good. Okay? So, now, we're going to have some forces that are working against Brandon. Forces that are pulling and working against him. Like every man, we said, has these forces working against him. So, we're going to have, let's see, maybe you want to come up and stand on the other side and just face Brandon right there. Let's see, did anyone see my tape? There it is. All right. Okay, we're going to just try and do this fairly quickly. And we'll just tape that on your back there, like that, okay? There we go. Now, I did it on the back because so people can see, but what it says is dishonesty. Now, is there anyone here that would admit that they've never told something that wasn't true, they've never told a lie? You know, let's just give a little scenario here. Let's say that you hit your sister, okay? You're mad and you hit your sister. And your mommy comes to you and she says, "Did you hit your sister?" And you say, have we been guilty of that, boys and girls? Have we said things that weren't true? You know, dishonesty is a real problem and it's a real force. It's a real force in the human heart. You know, it says the heart is deceitful. Jeremiah says that. Above all things and desperately wicked. Deceitful. That's what we're talking about, deceit. Deceit is like telling a lie. Deceit is trying to distort the truth, cover up the truth, not really tell the truth. Deceitful. Our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Now, listen to this. These are serious things. Listen to this, children. I want you to listen to this. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Abomination is a strong word. We won't go into all of these words, but let's just say, these six things doth the Lord hate. And here they are. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. So it's Proverbs is telling us, King Solomon is telling us, those are things that God hates. Deceitfulness. Okay, there's another force that's working against man. And I picked some of these. There's many things. We couldn't cover them all. We would have a huge, big, long line here. We'd run out of boys. But here's another one that plagues us. And it's called, I'm going to call it jealousy. Or in Scripture, it's often called envy. Okay? We're going to talk about that. Okay. I'm just going to grab someone. Do you mind helping us? Okay? You can stand right behind him here, and we're going to stick this on you. And for anyone that can't see, it says jealousy. Now, this is a very solemn verse, too, and it's again found in Proverbs. Proverbs 14 and verse 30, those other verses were in Proverbs 6. But Proverbs 14, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Ooh, that's a solemn verse. I'm going to have to hurry here. We're running out of time. Okay, so envy. Now, there's one more. Let's see, can I grab you maybe? You want to come up here? Okay, this one is bitterness. You ever had a bitter thought? Said, I don't like that person. I don't like him. I don't like her. I'm not going to let them play with my toys. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to have... Paul, do you want to help us?
Okay.
Stand up over here. Now, this is one that says the world. The world. And when we talk about the world, we're talking about not just this planet we live on, but that which... it says Satan is referred to as the god of this world. But here's a verse I want to give you for bitterness. The heart knoweth his own bitterness. That's in Proverbs 14. And then in Acts 8, did I maybe bump it off? Here we go. Okay, in Acts 8, it talks about a man named Simon, the sorcerer. And Peter says to him that he was in the gall. He said, I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness. Bitterness is an awful thing. Okay, let's... One more thing we're going to put up there. And let's see here. You want to help us? Over here. Okay. And this is called the flesh. And I wish we had more time to develop these things, but we don't. But anyway, the flesh is that we're born with, that we have, that old nature we talked about, that sinful nature that we inherited when we were born into this world, the flesh. And it's a terrible force that works against us. Okay, now, one verse for the flesh. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. And I forgot to give you a verse about the world. A very good one is in 1 John chapter 12. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Okay, what a force this is. Now, if you boys would just pick up that rope there. And Brandon, go ahead. Okay, now, does this look fair to you?
No.
It doesn't look fair to me either. And I feel sorry for Brandon. But you know what, boys and girls? This is the force. This is the. And let me ask you this. Maybe we'll just hang on to it. Let's not wrap it because I don't want anyone to get hurt. So let's just grab it. Just take a good grip on it. And all we're going to do is pull to one lane or the other. And I'm going to ask, when I ask you to pull, you pull it. And let's see if Brandon, he represents man by nature. Let's see if he can withstand all of these forces. Now I want you all to pull, okay? So get ready. Okay, go ahead. All right. Okay, now you know, Brandon, did you really try hard? Could you really, let's do this again. Certainly you can pull these boys over, can't you? All right, let's try it again. Okay, go ahead and pull. Okay, you know what? I think we could, now you boys just stay there, okay? I think we could do this all day long, and the only thing that would happen is poor Brandon would get more and more tired. That's what would happen. But he made a good effort, but it wasn't enough. And that's the point. You can try as hard as you want by nature or in the flesh, and you're not going to be able to overcome these forces. They're too great. But you know, children, there's wonderful news that we have for you. There's good news this morning. And this good news comes from the book of Romans. And this is what it says. Now listen to these words. This is good news. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. When we were yet without strength. That's where Brandon is. He tried hard, but he can't overcome these forces. When we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And then it goes on to say, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Wonderful news. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Oh, boys and girls, what a wonderful provision God has made. So now, we're going to put on Brandon, we're going to put a title here, and it says, Christian. So we'll put it right there. Christian. And you know, now that there's a remedy, now that there's been hope, there's hope for Christian. But he's going to need help, doesn't he? He needs help. So we need something to counter these other things. So I'm going to ask you three boys, can you come up here? Let's see. Maybe you two. And do you want to help us? Do you want to come up here? We need some things to counter these other things. What do we need to counter dishonesty? Well, we need honesty. So let's put honesty here. Okay. Now, you want to stand behind Brandon? Okay, oops. You want to turn around and we'll just stick it right there. Okay? Okay. Oh, yeah, thank you. Okay. I'll take the next one, too. All right, and then while he's doing that, Randy's taping that up for me. Honesty. Romans 12, verse 17. Repentance, recompense to no man, evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Now, as a Christian, we have a power that can counter that power of dishonesty. We can provide things honest in the sight of all men. Okay, the next one, contented. Let's see. Put you here. Let's do it like this. Okay, remember we talked about envy? And we had this yesterday and I thought it was so good. And I'm going to read that same verse in Hebrews 13 that we had. Let your conversation, or that just means your manner of life, be without covetousness or the love of money, and be satisfied. I thought this was good that this was brought out to us. And be satisfied with such things as you have or your present circumstances. Okay? That's the that's what we have to counter that force of envy. So we've got contented. And one more. Forgiveness. You know, this is, you want to stand behind him? Okay. If you can turn around here and I'll All right. I'm not doing too well with this. Okay, there we go. All right. Now, do you want to just stand right over here and watch? Help me watch? Okay. All right. Now let's go ahead and stretch this out again, fellas, and let's put this in the middle. Okay. All right. You ready? Okay, go. Okay. All right. That's good enough. That's what I thought would happen. And you know, boys and girls, this is the point I want to get across is that even when we become saved, we still have this conflict. And these things, this new life that we have, it can counter these other things. But there's still something that we need. There's still something that we need to counter this force. This force is tremendous, and we need some help, don't we? You know, there's something that is so needed in our lives, and it's so important. And that's called prayer. We need prayer. That is such a powerful thing. You know, we could read a lot about prayer, and we don't have time. But it says, this is a good verse in Philippians 4, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Boys and girls, you have the resource of prayer. Are you doing it? Are you doing it? Okay, I've asked Clayton to help us with this one because we need some help. And prayer is such a powerful resource for us. So we're so thankful that we have this provision. All right. Sorry about this, Clayton, but we're going to have to do this. Okay. But you know, there's something else that's very important, children. And every one of you can pray. Did you pray this morning? I won't ask you to answer that out loud. But did I pray this morning? Did we each pray this morning? Why? Why if we didn't? Why didn't we? It's such a powerful force for us. And you know, this conflict, like I said, it goes on every day of our lives. Whether we were a man in the flesh, or whether we become a Christian, or I should say an unsaved person and then a Christian, we still have this force, these forces working against us. Well, there's something else that is a tremendous resource, and that is reading and obeying God's Word. What a wonderful provision He's given for us in this life. He's given us His Word. And Reg, I've asked him to help us. These fellas are being good sports. Okay, now we have some help. Do you feel better, Brandon? I would too. All right. Now, I don't want you fellas to get hurt. Let's see. Reg, maybe you can go that direction, or I just don't want you to. All right. Let's see if we can help these fellas out here. Okay, go ahead. All right. Okay, come back and stay there a minute, okay? All right, just stay where you're at. I was glad to see that. That's a relief. And you know what, children? We can't underestimate the power of prayer. And even when you're little, do you think that your prayers are powerful? Do you children think your prayers are powerful? Let me tell you, they are. Let me tell you, they are. So, reading the Word of God, is that important? Well, we're going to show just how important that is, I hope, in this little lesson. Let's come back to the middle here. All right. Now, this is what we're going to illustrate here. Let's say that Christian feels, you know, he gets a little confident and he says, you know, I did okay. We just pulled him right over. You know, it wasn't that hard. So he starts to feeling confident and he says, you know, I'm so busy, I don't have time to pray. I just don't have time to pray. So prayer drops off. And he says, you know what? I sit down to read and there's 10 things I need to do. I just don't have time to read. So reading drops off. All right? Let's pull. Uh-oh. What happened? Okay, that's good. All right, that's good. Let's come back. Now, stay there a minute. Okay, so what happened, Brandon? What happened when those big boys dropped off? The struggle was very, very hard, and you couldn't overcome it, could you? Okay, can you guys hop back on one more time? All right. So then, okay, just a minute. So then Brandon realizes the need of prayer and reading, and I hope we can get the point. All right, let's see. Let's get this in the middle. Okay, go ahead. Well, well. All right. Now, if you would help each other take your signs off, that would be good. And then you can sit down, and we're going to finish up in the few minutes that we have left. We're going to give a little summary of what we've had. Okay, you can sit down. Just help each other take your signs off, okay? And just let the rope drop down here. Just let it fall down. Thank you very much for helping us. So. Very good. Okay. Yeah, just hang on to those. Or here, I'll take them so they're not a problem for you. It doesn't matter. Thanks. Okay. Children, I hope you could understand what we're trying to illustrate. That when we are born into this world, we're born as sinners. And we have these forces working against us. But wonderful provision of God, He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross. And when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. So the Lord Jesus has come into this world. And now we have a power outside of ourselves. Now we have a power that doesn't depend on us. And that power, the Lord Jesus, can overcome all of these forces. And you know, we didn't speak a lot about it, but behind all of these forces is the God of this world, Satan. And he wants to pull us away. He wants to pull us away from the Lord Jesus. We might look at this side as doing bad, doing evil, and trying to do good, and that struggle. But Satan would pull us into that. But the Lord Jesus can give us the victory. And I want to end with a few verses, and then we'll just sing a part of a song, and then we'll be done. But I want to end with a couple of verses, and you know, our brother Campbell began the meetings with some verses that touch my heart. And I just want to read a couple of those in Psalm 73. In Psalm 73, we had those verses that we began these meetings with yesterday. And, you know, this is the book of Psalms is divided into five books, but we won't go into all of that. And most of it is about the remnant of Israel that is going to have all these struggles in a coming day. And there are going to be enemies that come against them. Literally, this is going to happen. They're going to come against them and annihilate their land. They're going to come in and just devastate their land. I know those are big words, but it tells us in Psalm 73, we get a little bit of the feelings of their heart. And this is what I hope is our feeling. Verse 26, Psalm 23, "My flesh and my heart faileth." You know, I hope, I'm going to apply it in this way. I hope that you children have gotten to the point where you say, like Paul said, "I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. I can't do this in my own strength." I hope you've come to the point where you say, "The flesh faileth, my flesh faileth, and my heart faileth." If you, with your natural heart, are going to try and overcome these things, you can't do it. You can't do it. But, he goes on to say, "But God is the strength," or really the word is rock. God is the rock of my heart and my portion forever. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to have a strength outside of ourselves? And then we have that well-known verse in Philippians chapter 4. This man, the Apostle Paul, had to come to this point too. You know, this isn't something, like I said, when we're saved, that struggle continues. We don't instantly become victorious, but it's a daily thing. It's a daily struggle. That's why we need to pray. That's why we need to read the Word of God, children, for ourselves. It's good to be at a conference and hear it, and that's wonderful, but we can't be at a conference all the time. And yet this battle goes on. So Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ," verse 13, "which strengtheneth me." And then he says to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15. And this is where we each have to come to, where we realize that it's nothing in ourselves. The battle is too great. The enemy is too strong. But we can say in verse 57, "Thanks be to God, which giveth me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Have we come to that? Can we say, the victory's not mine. I can't do this in my own strength. The enemy is too strong, but God can give us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful provision. Well, let's just sing a little bit of that hymn. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. Would you children like to stand? Just go ahead and stand and sing that. And if you want to do the hand motion, that's fine too. We'll just sing that one part of that little hymn. Read your Bible, pray every day.
Read your Bible, pray every day.